Thank you. Paramahansa Prabhupada Katara, Srila Sri Simar, His Divine Grace is gone, found the Vachar. A.C. Vedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada Ki. Shripad Paramahansa Prabhupada Katara. Oshkatara Satasri Sri Mad, Visiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj, Prabhupada Ki, Dayam Vishnupad, Paramahansa Puri, Bhutukatara, Oshkatara Sri Mad, Gaur Vishoda Swamiji Maharaj, Ki, Dayam Vishnupad, Paramahansa Puri, Bhutukatara, Oshkatara Satasri Sri Mad, Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Ki, Ananta Kodi Vaishnava Rindaki, Nam Sharya Shri Harinas Thakur, Ki, Brimzaboho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasa, Gaura Bhaktirindaki, Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopina, Shamakunda Radha Kundi Giri Govardhanki, Vrindavandhanki, Maturidhamki, Ganga Jamuna Mayiki, Bhakti Deviki, Rasi Maharaniki, His Divine Grace is gone, Founder Acharya Shri Prabhupadaki, The Disappearance Day of Srila Gaura Kishoradas Babaji Maharaj, Go Premanandi, all glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to the assembled devotees, all glory to Sri Guru and Sri Gaura.
Separation from Krishna.
Rasa of the mellow.
Abha
Your.
Namaha.
Namaha. Obeisances.
Obeisances.
This is Srila Gokishwar Das Babaji Maharaj's Pranam Mantra. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Gorkhashore Das Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who is renunciation personified. He is always merged in a feeling of separation and intense love of Krishna. Please repeat. I offer my respectful obeisances.
I offer my respectful obeisances
unto Gorkhashore Das Babaji Maharaj.
Gorkhashore Das Babaji Maharaj.
The spiritual master of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who is renunciation personified, he is always merged in a feeling of separation
and intense love of Krishna.
Om Agyan Timidandasya Ginangina Shalakaya Chakshurin Miditam Jena Tasmaya Sigurave Namo. Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Shtapitam Jena Bhutale Shvayam Rupa Gadamaya Dadanti Sva Padantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Amrim Shrom Om Farom Tathagata Kakeshi Gadala Parikalojana Vidharakanaka Swarasati Vasingha. So again, today is a very auspicious day. It is the disappearance day of Srila Gorkhashore Das Babaji Maharaj, the spiritual master of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Srila Gorkhashore Das Babaji Maharaj is one of the great acharyas in our Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. So, this day is most significant. Actually, in our tradition, traditionally speaking, in our Vaishnav Sampradaya, this day, the disappearance day, is given more significance than the appearance day. Of course, in ISKCON, both days are important because we like to glorify our Vaishnava Acharyas. So we take both days, the appearance and the disappearance, equally important. And we have a festival. But traditionally speaking, in our line, in our Gaudiya line, the disappearance day is given more significance. Why is that? Because by the time the great Acharya, the great devotee, leaves this world for his nitya-lila pravishta, for his eternal pastimes in the spiritual world, his full glories are understood. When the acharya, or the pure devotee, appears, no one knows actually the glories of that person. It is just like a lotus flower. When it first appears, it's like a bud. And you can't actually fully appreciate that lotus flower. But in due course of time, when it blossoms, then you can appreciate everything. It's all there in the bud, but it takes time for it to actually manifest. So similarly, when the pure devotee of the Lord appears, it is like the budding stage. Of course, some great souls may be able to appreciate, just like when Srila Prabhupada appeared, an astrologer was called in. And this astrologer looked at Srila Prabhupada's chart and he could predict, oh, he said, this is a Mahapurusha, Mukta Purusha. He is a great soul. This child will one day cross over the ocean and establish 108 temples of the Lord and spread Sanatana Dharma or Krishna consciousness all over the world. So of course to everyone there, this was just another tribute to the father, to the mother, to the child. They weren't, you know, when the baby's born, everyone's thinking, so the child's born, he's safe. You know, there's a festival. But this astrologer actually made this prediction, Trigana Kala, sometimes great souls. They could see the past, they could see the present, and they could see the future. So he was amazed. This little child will one day spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. But to most people, it could not be seen. But in due course of time, as the flower of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes began to unfold, people began to appreciate. So at the end, there was so much appreciation. So therefore we give more significance traditionally to the disappearance day, because we can relish the pastimes of our Vaishnavacharyas because they have manifested before our eyes. Sometimes they are manifest, sometimes they are unmanifest. But when they appear amongst us and preach Krishna consciousness, their full glories are to be understood. So therefore this is, much significance is given to the disappearance day of Gaur Kishor Das, Babaji Maharaj. And why? Because he was the perfect Acharya. What is Acharya? Prabhupada's definition of Acharya is one who preaches by example. So this is the significant contribution of Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj. Of course, all the Vaishnava Acharyas, they are capable of doing whatever the Lord desires. But each of them has a particular mission, a particular contribution to our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. So what is the particular contribution of Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj? That is mentioned here, that he was Acharya. He was the perfect example of what? Of renunciation. That is his significant contribution. Why is that a significant contribution? Because one cannot advance in Krishna consciousness, what to speak, or spread the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu if one is attached to this world. Attachment to this world actually makes you weak in spiritual life, because Prabhupada said, sense gratification and Krishna consciousness, they go ill together. So our attachment to this material world is our obstacle to advancing in devotional service. It makes us weak. Only one who is empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead can actually spread the Sankirtan movement. And Krishna does not empower one who has some fascination with this materialistic life. Just like if you take leeches and you put them on your body, right? You attach them to your body. What happens? They suck the blood. And by sucking their blood, you become weaker and weaker and weaker and weaker. But similarly, our attachments to this material world, they make us weaker and weaker and weaker, at least from the spiritual point of view. Materially speaking, a person may become materially empowered, he may become materially enthusiastic when he's attached to this material world. That is only for a short time. But spiritually speaking, from the spiritual point of view, our advancement in Krishna consciousness is determined by how much we can free ourselves from this materialistic way of life. Then we can become empowered by the Supreme Lord. So renunciation is a central theme throughout Vedic culture, actually. Out of the four ashramas, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas, three of them are totally renounced and detached. And one of them, there's a small allowance for sense gratification. But that does not actually hold true for the Vaishnavas, for the grihasthas and Krishna consciousness, because all of us have dedicated our life 100% to the service of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this theme of renunciation is central, it is necessary, because unless one becomes detached from sense gratification, one cannot enthusiastically take up devotional service. So Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj, he set that example perfectly for us to follow. Acharya means someone who we can follow. Of course, we cannot imitate his renunciation. He was so renounced. In fact, Gaur Kishor Das Babaji Maharaj was so renounced that he used to take his prasadam in the top of a human skull. We know when we take prasadam, we like to have the prasadam. It's very nice and neat, and the surroundings had to be very pleasant, and then we respect prasadam. But he was so renounced that he was just taking the bhakti. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he also taught this principle, that it was very difficult. One had to be spiritually advanced to appreciate the Mahaprasadam of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. Because he used to take, because he didn't want to become simply attached to the taste of the prasadam. He wanted to realize that it was actually Krishna. He wouldn't just take prasadam thinking, this is good food, it tastes good. No. He wanted to see, this is Krishna. This prasad is not different than the Lord. Therefore, let me respect this prasad with great awe and veneration, just like we go before the deity. So no, just so that he wouldn't become, of course he couldn't become distracted, but to show the example, that he wouldn't just be attached to the taste, but to appreciate Krishna, he used to take huge handfuls of salt and put it in his prasad. Then he would eat like this, ah, this Bhagavad prasad is tasting just like nectar. It is the saliva of Lord Sri Krishna. Actually, it's described like that. That this, the prasadam is the saliva, but everything is transcendental about the Lord. So he would take that prasadam. So if you wanted the maha prasadam, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, you had to be advanced. You had to appreciate, ah, maha, maha prasad. And you wouldn't even think of the salt. You would just taste the bhakti. So in the same way, that principle of renunciation, that enjoy the principle of enjoying Krishna consciousness for my own sense gratification, just to show us how to avoid that, Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj, he would take the Lord's prasadam in a human skull. He would think, very nice, this prasadam. So he was renounced in so many ways like that. Of course, his ultimate renunciation was there, that he had no desire for name and fame. It's been described by our acharyas that this desire for fame and adoration, this is the most difficult thing to give up for an aspiring transcendentalist. One may be able to give up sex desire, and every aspiring transcendentalist knows the difficulty in becoming detached from attraction to the opposite sex. Prabhupada said that is public enemy number one for an aspiring transcendentalist. But even if one does give up that all-devouring, sinful enemy of the world, lust, one still has to conquer the desire for name and fame. Prabhupada has described like this. One has to give up that desire for name and fame. And this is actually discussed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Natanam na janana sundari kavicham bhajagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatan bhakti ayakit. My dear Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, neither do I want to enjoy beautiful women, and neither do I want any number of followers of mine. All that I want is that I might have your causeless devotional service in my life, birth after birth after birth. Again, Trinada Pisa Nichana, Dorda Pisa Histana, Amanina, Manina, Kirtani Yatsada Hari. If one should chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking himself lower than the straw on the street, more taller than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige, and ready to offer all respects unto others, in such a state of mind, one can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. So actually a devotee who is free from this desire for name and fame, he can totally dedicate himself to glorifying the Supreme Lord. This is the point. This is the ultimate point. We want to offer everything to Krishna, body, mind, and soul. So as long as we want to take any little, you know, attraction or affection from others for ourselves, that means we can't give that to Krishna. So we have to become completely devoid of the desire for honor. Then we can give ourselves completely to Krishna. Now this was exemplified in the renunciation of Gaur Kishordas Babaji Maharaj. This is even greater than the principle of his renouncing his personal sense gratification, that he renounced the desire for honor because he was known as a great bhakta, as a great Vaishnava. And people used to come from all over India to take his darshan. And many times, actually it's described most of the time, those people came with material ambitions. O sadhu, please, my child is sick. O sadhu, please, my wife needs some new saris. O sadhu, please, my business. So he was not interested like in getting the fame and adoration of these type of people. So therefore what he did, he was so renounced from this desire to be honored by others that he used to go to the river where people used to pass stool. Now, this is the most abominable place. Anyone when he passes stool, the immediate reaction is to go as far away from that place as quickly as possible. You may stay anywhere in this world, but when you answer nature's call, your natural reaction is to go as far away as possible. The Gorkhashoda's Babaji Maharaj, he went to that place where everyone was passing stool, and he lived under a boat there. Somehow there was an old boat there, which, you know, was on the shore, and people had propped it up, halfway up, and left it. It had been abandoned. And that was the place where the villagers would answer nature's call. So that's where Gorkhashoda's Babaji Maharaj went. And under that boat, he used to sit, because the boat was like this. He used to sit, and all day long, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. You see the picture of him here. He's a little bent over. Now our ISKCON artists, they have done justice. They have glorified him properly. They've built a beautiful surrounding there. You can see the lake in the back, and you can see some trees there. But he's not actually bending over because of old age. The actual picture, the original picture, showed him covered by a boat, and there was stool around. But we would not want to depict our Vaishnavacharyas like that. But that is why, that is where he was, because he wanted to avoid so many people coming and glorifying him. Actually, his disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, said that someone who honors me, who flatters me, he's my enemy. He's my enemy. Better you point out my faults, so that I can overcome those faults, become a pure devotee, and then my service will be acceptable by my guru in Krishna. This is how a devotee feels. A neophyte devotee likes very much to be flattered. Oh, Prabhu, that was so wonderful what you did. Yes, thank you very much. And we immediately forget that Krishna is the doer, and we're simply his instrument. We're simply the instrument of the Lord. He's so kindly allowing us to do some service on his behalf. But our conditioned state of devotional service, if you could say like that, is that as soon as there's some honor, then immediately we're thinking, yes, and we forget Krishna. So better that we place ourselves under qualified authorities who can, just like the doctor, when you go to the doctor, you don't expect the doctor to say, you're feeling a little sick. Right? So you go to the doctor, and the doctor very kindly says, oh, this is the problem? Oh, thank you, doctor, and here is the medicine. Thank you very much. You don't go to the doctor with a pain, and the doctor says, everything's all right, no problems. That would be $10, please. And you think, what kind of doctor is this? So sadhu means one who cuts. This is the literal, I don't know if it's the literal, but it's Śrīla Prabhupāda's definition of sadhu. Sadhu means one who cuts our attachment, and that is his mercy. Because our attachments are the cause of our suffering. Why? Because to be attached to this material world means you'll suffer, because this material world is only a place of suffering. It appears to be a place of happiness, but that happiness only leads ultimately to distress. So if we can pull off our leech-like attachments to this material world, then we will find ourselves becoming freed from suffering. In fact, Rupa Goswami describes, and that is the first stage of devotional service, that when one comes to devotional service, one feels relief from material anxiety. And after being relieved from material anxiety and engaging in devotional service, then the other stages of Krishna consciousness come. One develops, one awakens his love for Krishna, prema comes, etc. But the first experience is that one becomes relieved from all suffering, because one becomes detached from the source of suffering. Like, for example, meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex, and gambling. These are the pillars of materialistic life of Kali Yuga. And people are thinking they're becoming happy by engaging in these activities. In fact, when they hear that they have to give up those activities in order to become spiritually advanced, they shiver at the thought. Shivers, they say in Australia. When you don't like something, you say, shivers. So they shiver at the thought. Meat eating, give up intoxication, give up, these are the very source of their pleasure, but are they? Meat eating causes ill health. Aversion, a feeling of intense separation and love for Krishna. This is the real glory of Gorkhashoda's Babaji.
So, he's glorified in so many ways. And sometimes the question is asked, we'd like to just address this point for a few moments. Sometimes devotees wonder that all of our acharyas in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, in so many ways preach Krishna consciousness. Now sometimes devotees, they wonder, what was the preaching of Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj? Because he was a total renunciate. He lived under the boat. And he just chanted and answered a few questions like that. What was his preaching? His contribution, we mentioned in the beginning, was of course his intense mood of renunciation as a result of his attachment to Krishna. But where is the preaching? He's one of our immediate acharyas. There's Prabhupada, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And then there's Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We know the glories of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's preaching, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's preaching, Prabhupada's preaching. Sometimes the question may. So to remove all doubt, we'd just like to take a few minutes to discuss this. What was the preaching of Gaura Kishore? Because this is a preaching movement. Prabhupada would often describe it. This movement is for spreading the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. I was listening to a tape yesterday, and Prabhupada said, how do you tell that someone has bhakti? Love for Krishna. Prabhupada said, you'll know that someone has love for Krishna because they'll be preaching. And Prabhupada said, it's natural. If you love someone, you want to spread that person's glories all over the world. It's natural. You remember in the mundane sense of the word, when you had the perverted reflection, but even in the perverted reflection, there's something. You can take gold from a filthy place. So, even the mundane, there was love, then you want to tell it, oh, you know, you heard what she's like, you know what he's like, or you love some political figure that you want to work hard and spread that person's glories everywhere. So, when someone has love for Krishna, then we see that they want to preach. So therefore we can understand a personality like Srila Prabhupada, how intense his love was for Krishna because he spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. So where do we see, where is it within the life of Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj that he preached? Well, first of all, we reiterate the point that he preached by example. He preached by example. He was the perfect example of a devotee. And unless you become a devotee, how can you preach? What will you preach about? Prabhupada said, first you become Krishna conscious, and then you go out and spread this movement all over the world. Now sometimes we see devotees try to jump over that. They try to preach, but they don't have the proper qualifications. Their sadhana is not good. Sadhana and preaching are as close as this. If you separate them, destruction. You can preach as much as you are purified. So, example is higher than precept, they say sometimes. So first we have to have the proper example. We have to become fixed up in Krishna consciousness. We have to attend the morning program, we have to chant our rounds, we have to associate with devotees, hear the Bhagavatam, take prasad, and then we're strong. We can go out and give Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, if you're not strong in Krishna consciousness, instead of going out to give your association, you'll take their association. And this chanting is so powerful, this chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Never underestimate the potency of the Maha Mantra. It is so powerful, it can protect you from all the evil effects of Kali Yuga. And Kali Yuga is so powerful. It's so powerful. Maya is so powerful. But when you chant Hare Krishna, it's like you're making an invisible shield, just like Lakshman took the... He charmed the mantra, and he went around Sita. And then Sita was protected, even from Ravana. A frail, delicate, little princess in the forest, all alone, and a huge monster, a Rakshasa who conquered even demigods. He came. Sita, enjoy with me. But as long as she was in that protective mantra, he couldn't touch a hair on her head. And Prahlad Maharaj, a little boy of 5 years old, And the personification of a materialist, Hiranyakashipu, he conquered Bhur, Bhubaha, Svaha. Even Narada Muni was his foot servant. All the demigods were hiding in fear. And he came before his son. I'm going to kill you with the sword. Where's your god now? Prahlad just kept preaching. He's everywhere by his omnipotent presence. The Lord is everywhere. And off with your head. So this Maha Mantra, this is our shelter. It protects us. Of course, that's only the beginning of the glories of the holy name, but it protects us. What is the real glory? It awakens Krishna Prema within our heart. But the point I'm trying to make is that we have to take full shelter in our sadhana, and then we can go out to preach with determination. The two are eternally intermingled like that. So this is the example. This we can see in the life of Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. He was the perfect example of a devotee. That is his preaching. That is one example of his preaching. Simply by meditating on him today, we can get great strength in our own sadhan bhakti. Of course, he was beyond sadhan bhakti, but for our example, he was showing us how to perform sadhan bhakti. We need the example. We need the example. Not only the vani do we need, but we need the vapu. We don't just need the instruction, we need the association. Because without the association, where do we get the inspiration to take up the instruction? Therefore, we must associate with great souls. It's not that we can just hear the instruction. We need to have the association. We need the example of great personalities. And then we see, they've done it, they're showing me the example, their mercy is there, let me try my own humble, feeble way. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. That example is that guiding light, their life. They're the person Bhagwat. We've got the Bhagwat, which is the book. But we need the person Bhagwat to show us the example, to follow in the lotus footsteps. So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj is that solid rock of Krishna consciousness. We can follow his practical example and become fixed up in Krishna consciousness, and then we can preach. But it should be known that he also preached. He also preached. In fact, he was a great renunciate. One day he said, give me one of those first-class Calcutta dhotis. What do they call those dhotis? I forget. Give me one of those dhotis. And I was wondering, what's happening? Guru is becoming confused. He wants nice dhoti. But he put that dhoti on, and he made himself very nice, and he went on it, but nobody would listen. You have to understand what Navadvipa was like during those days. It was a seat of spiritual, you know, all the great scholars and logicians, and they would all come. You know how the trouble Bhaktivinoda Thakur had to establish pure Krishna consciousness at a time when it was being misrepresented. Practically, it's described that you could not even hear the name of Krishna at that time, because everyone was just debating logic and reasoning and this and that and gyan and So Gaur Kishore Das Babaji is very determined. I will go out and preach the divine command. He put on the first class. He went out and preached. Nobody would listen to him. What can you do? Even Prabhupada says in the Bhagavatam, it's there in the Bhagavatam, that you go and you preach. But if you see that people are very much adverse to Krishna consciousness, then you may go elsewhere and preach where people will listen. There's one purport like that. So he tried. Nobody would listen. All right. Take off the dhoti, get the skull back, get my old rags back. Hare Krishna, Hare. I'll set the example for those in the future. ISKCON. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram. But in an even deeper understanding, we can understand how he preached Krishna consciousness. How did he preach Krishna consciousness? Through his disciple, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Because as we know, one cannot do anything in Krishna consciousness without the mercy of his guru. Yasya prashad, bhagavan prashad, yasya prashad, nakati vudopi, dayams duvams desayas vastu sannam. Ande Guru Shri Chandanarayana. One time Prabhupada told us in Detroit, he said, "You were all my parts and parcels, now go out and preach." So by the mercy of the Guru, we can do anything. We can lift our finger only by his mercy. What to speak? Preach this wonderful philosophy. Only by his mercy that comes. So just see what a great preacher was Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati. What a great preacher was Srila Prabhupada. In fact, Prabhupada said, if I've done anything, it's only that I follow the instruction of my spiritual master. He would be surprised when devotees would glorify him. Actually, that true humility was there. I saw it personally. It's not just a story that we quote again and again and again. When Prabhupada was glorified, he would bow his head. He would say, "No." He said, "It's only the mercy of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati." He knew that. He felt that. And similarly, if we could know more of the pastimes of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, I'm sure that we would read over and over again that he is giving the credit to his spiritual master, Guru Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Only by his divine mercy have I been successful in my attempts to spread the Krishna conscious movement. So do not think for a moment that Guru Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj was not a great, exalted, and successful preacher. You see, like father, like son. You look at his son, his true son. Son means in Krishna consciousness like that, the diksha, the spiritual sons and daughters. Just see the preaching of Guru Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. See where to look. You have to know where to look. So how do you look? Where do you see the results of his preaching? In the efforts and the success of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. So in every way he was an exemplary Vaishnava. Guru Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj is the spiritual master of the entire world. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Guru is one, so he said like that about Haridas Thakur. He said, some people preach, but they don't set a good example. And some people, they set a good example, but they don't preach. But because you set a good example and you preach, you are the spiritual master of the entire three worlds. So we can also apply the same glorification to Guru Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. He was the perfect example of Krishna consciousness, and he was the greatest preacher of Krishna consciousness. So today is a day that we can get his mercy. Actually, Prabhupada said, one time, devotee said, "Prabhupada, I want to pray to Bhaktisiddhanta." He said, how you can pray to Bhaktisiddhanta? He is such an exalted soul. How you can approach him? You can only approach him through the mercy of your spiritual master. This is our process. We are approaching these great souls in the mercy of our guru. Because through his mercy, we are linked up with this disciplic succession. But then Prabhupada said, on the appearance day, the disappearance day of these great souls, because there's some special mercy on these days, you can pray to them directly. That's a concession Prabhupada gave. So let us pray today to Guru Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, that we can become fixed up in Krishna consciousness, we can give up these nonsense attachments to this material world, which are an obstacle to our own progress in Krishna consciousness, and ultimately an obstacle to the world's receiving this Krishna consciousness, because we are the modern day representatives, somehow or other, like Lord Ramachandra. Prabhupada said, he conquered Lanka, he conquered Ravana with monkeys and bears. So Prabhupada said, just like that, all these boys and girls, they were hippies, and they're like my monkeys and bears. With my monkeys and bears, I'm spreading this ISKCON movement all over the world. So let us pray that we don't remain monkeys and bears. That we can actually become devotees, and we can promise, I have a plan to take over the world in 18 days. And the devotees say, what is the plan? And Prabhupada said, but the problem is you're not ready yet. So let us become fixed up, not for our own name and fame. Let us not become fixed up, advanced devotees so that we'll be honored, but let us become advanced, fixed up devotees so that we can help Srila Prabhupada, we can help our Guru Maharaj, we can help Srila Prabhupada. We can help Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we can help Guru Krishna Das Vaishnava, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, all the way back. We can help all these exalted Vaishnavas preach this Krishna conscious movement. And never think for a moment that they are not aware of your preaching. They know. Just like if you lock into an electrical line, then you've got you're locked into the whole flow of electricity, not just that one point. So when you lock in means diksha. When you take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master in Krishna consciousness, then through his mercy, you are connected to the entire Guru Parampara. And these are living personalities. He reasons ill who says that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound. A Vaishnav dies to live, and while living, tries to spread the holy name around. So these great personalities like Guru Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, they are conscious of the activities of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. They are transcendental. They are not conditioned by time. They are transcendental. And their blessings are there for each and every devotee in this movement. And we need their blessings. They're aware of what's going on. That their mercy is there. And you can have that mercy when you preach Krishna consciousness. Actually, not only the immediate acharyas, but just try to consider, when this movement started. This movement, actually, in the Bhagavatam it's described, Srila Vyasadeva describes, that this knowledge of the Bhagavad, these books in particular, this knowledge is meant to create a revolution in the impious lives of this age's misdirected civilization. He's speaking about the whole Kali Yuga. This knowledge of the Bhagavad is meant to create a revolution in the impious lives of this age's Kali Yuga's misdirected civilization. Now, where did that knowledge actually begin to have effect? 5,000 years ago, it was spoken. And each acharya in the cyclic succession going all the way, he made his contribution to establishing that knowledge, protecting that knowledge, and eventually, with the appearance of Srila Prabhupada, spreading that knowledge all over the world. It wasn't until Prabhupada appeared that the actual purport of that verse of Srimad Bhagavatam was realized. At the point that Srila Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, the people of this world began to get proper direction in their misdirected lives by getting these books in their hand, by getting these Bhagavatams, by getting these Bhagavad Gitas, all the books of Srila Prabhupada. This verse is actually being realized. This is a very historic moment. We have to realize this is a very historic moment. The full fruit of Srila Vyasadeva efforts, the full fruit of all the acharyas is now being realized in the spreading of this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And it's in our hands. Somehow or other, by chance, or by good fortune, or previous deeds, we have inherited this mission of Krishna Consciousness, which is the work of thousands and thousands of acharyas, great Vaishnavas, back 5,000 years. Now, they put so much effort into it, and they want to see it to be successful. And we're going out in our humble way, giving these books, giving this guiding light of knowledge to the people of this misdirected age. And you should know for certain that when you go out like that, because we're totally unqualified, being products of Kali Yuga, we will get the qualification by their mercy if we simply make the effort. If you simply make the effort, you will get, because it is not easy to preach this Krishna conscious movement. It takes great spiritual strength to fight against Maya. It takes great spiritual strength to convince others about Krishna consciousness. And where will that strength come? From our previous acharyas. They're waiting. Your guru, Srila Prabhupada, Siddhanta Saraswati, Gokushwaras Babaji Maharaj, they want to see it successful. And those who go out and dedicate their lives to preaching Krishna consciousness know for certain that they will get that mercy to be able to do that. Because you can't do it otherwise. You can't do it if you have some material qualification. The only qualification It's a Krishna conscious qualification, and that you get from disciplic succession. So especially now, this period is a... In fact, it's not coincidental that we observe this day during the marathon, Gaur Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj's disappearance day, because we need his mercy, and it's there. This marathon that we're doing now, this is a chance to get that mercy. So we should dedicate ourselves fully. Actually, this marathon gives us the opportunity to experience the higher stages of Krishna consciousness. We're not just concerned about our body, but we can experience Atmanivedanam, full surrender. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Shmaranam, Padasvevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasham, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam, very advanced stage of Krishna consciousness. This marathon gives us the chance to give our body, our mind, and our words totally to the mission of Krishna consciousness. And if we go out and we surrender 100% everything we have to this marathon, we can begin to understand what is Atmanivedanam. We can begin to understand what it means to please our acharyas. And we want to please them because we want to see them happy, and also we want their mercy. So this marathon is a very opportune time like that, and I think you've just begun, haven't you, the marathon? A few days ago, you're starting, whatever. So let us pray today to Gokshodas Babaji Maharaj. Please allow us to follow your exalted example in Krishna consciousness, and give us a drop of your mercy so that we can represent you and go out and spread this wonderful message of Krishna consciousness all over Cape Town. All over the southern provinces here of South Africa, and for that matter, all over the world. Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj ki. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur ki. His Divine Grace Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribhadikataya Ashutara Sata Sri Simad. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Gaur Premanandi. I'm sorry I can't stay very long, but I have to go on the marathon. I have a flight at 1 o'clock, and I have to visit about a few people before then, so you have to excuse me if I can't. And it's also a fast, right? We're fasting, so there's no prasadam. So if you just give me your mercy, I can go and do my sankirtan today. And we're pretty busy, so I don't think I'll get back again before the Ratha Yatra. But I do promise, in front of all the Vaishnavas and your exalted temple president here, Rivadinanda Prabhu, who's giving a very fine example of preaching Krishna consciousness here, and Jagannath Subhadra Balam, that we will come back when we come back to South Africa, which is not very far, in February. Coming back in February. We have a ticket going to Australia and back here, so we'll be back in February and we'll come down and spend a good amount of time here getting everyone's association. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki.